I think we all kind of stayed level-headed. We only knew it was one win. Can't let it get on our heads or anything like that. So we knew we still got to come in this week and prepare the same. You know, we got to come out and get the job done on Sunday.
I know you guys will take it because it was a win, but when you look back at the offense overall, was it what you hoped, or is it below what you guys think you can do? I mean, in the Vikings game?
In the Vikings game? No, we know we can do a lot better. I don't think we're satisfied at all. Even though we came out with the win, there's a lot we can continue to get better at. So, like I said, we're going to keep our heads level and continue to work this week and hopefully come out with a better overall offensive game this week.
We saw Hakeem had two or three drops in the game, which is something we're not used to seeing. Have you noticed him frustrated at all? He seems a little off his game.
No, not at all. We all have those type of games, so I don't think anybody's doubting him at all. You know, he's going to come back this week and probably have two or three spectacular catches, so this kind of player that he is. So I don't think anybody in this locker room worried about his play at all.
Ruben, it seems like their corners have been very physical in the last couple of weeks going against Des Bryant. They really roughed him up last week. How does that affect your play, and how do you adjust to corners that are really big guys, long arms, and play very physical with the line of scrimmage?
Well, try to beat them with your feet. Don't let them get their hands on you, because once they get the hand on you, you're done. So just try to out-quick them. You know, got to be physical back also at the same time. So there's a lot that you got to do in order to beat those big corners.
Is it more frustrating for a receiver when you get the targets and don't make the plays as opposed to a game where they just don't throw you right?
I would say so, because you feel bad that you didn't take those opportunities and make the best of them. So when you have a game like that, you just got to continue to work. Can't let it get to your head. And when the opportunities come, you just got to make the best of them.
I mean, 9 or 10 targets is a lot.
Right. It is a lot.
That's what everybody wants as a receiver, right?
Yeah, but, you know, we're going to have those games where you don't make those. It's just part of the game. You know, football, you're not going to have your best game every game. So, like I said, you just got to continue to work.
Coach was talking about how this deep Philadelphia defense is playing really well. They've allowed less than 19 points in the last three games. How much of a challenge is that for you as an offense?
It's a big challenge. You know, they've been doing a great job stopping offenses these last couple of weeks. They made a few changes, so it's up to us to go out there and make those plays and come out with a victory.
It's a pretty hostile environment down there in Philly. How much does that play into it, and the fact that you're facing for the second time in a month?
It may be a factor for us, the O-line and quarterback communicating and things like that, but for us on the outside, it's still lining up, beating the man in front of you. I don't think the crowd noise or anything is going to affect us at all.